its snowy mantle cold and plain. The unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young and true. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. That I would fly away with you.
From the Skybird Studios here in Northumberland, New Hampshire, that was Reg Gibson with Snowbird, a very appropriate tune for this time of year. And I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, mining musical gems from the 1930s to the 70s. So come on in, have a seat on the sofa. We'll balance the stereophonic sound here on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep the ocean, how high the sky? How much do I love you? I tell you no lies. How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses I sprinkle with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high the sky? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the
thank you. with a guy. She stuck to him, but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Blue. Nothing, she gave him all. But when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him, True Blue.
From 1958, K-Star with True Blue Lou. Try saying that three times fast. And before that, Gail Robbins, How Deep Is the Ocean? Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex here on WMNBLP. Woo, take a breath. We've got an easy bake oven for your TV dinners. Have a seat, grab a moxie, and let's see what's spinning on the stereo console.
Snowed in the spring, merry-go-rounds didn't have any ring. Night turned to day, baby, what would you say about that? What if a penthouse were one story high? What if a new year began in July? June was passé, baby, what would you say about that? These jingles rang in my ear when I held you near, and you whispered, dear, I love you. Then came the clatter of fire alarms. My heart was shouting and waving its arms. I'm so excited, don't know where I'm at. What do you say about that? Baby, what would you say about that? These jingles rang in my ear when I held you near, and you whispered, dear, I love you. Then came the clatter fire alarms. My heart was shouting and waving its arms. I'm so excited, don't know where I'm at. What do you say about that? Oh, I'm so excited, don't know where I'm at. What would you say about that?
Exploring Science in the Sea. Salmon, tuna, herring, and other fish aren't just tasty. They're packed with omega-3 fatty acids, healthy fats that may help improve everything from Alzheimer's to heart disease to arthritis. And a recent study found that you might be able to add migraines to the list as well. Migraines affect millions of Americans. They generate sharp pain, nausea, and other nasty symptoms. A migraine can last for hours, and it can make it impossible to work or do much of anything else. And many people have chronic migraines, with many attacks per month. Some small studies had provided evidence that omega-3 from fatty fish could ease some of the migraine symptoms. Researchers extended that work to a larger sample, 182 migraine sufferers. They were divided into three groups. The control group ate a diet that roughly matched the amount of omega-3 found in a typical American diet. A second group got a lot of omega-3 from fatty fish, while a third got the fish plus high levels of similar compounds from other sources. Participants recorded their migraine symptoms. The groups with higher levels of fatty acids from fish reported that migraines were less frequent, didn't last as long, and didn't impair their ability to function as much. And scientists found less of a pain-related chemical in their blood. The researchers say the omega-3 compounds may reduce inflammation in a key nerve bundle in the brain, bringing at least a little relief from the agony of migraines. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Jerry McCain with Jetstream here at the Radio Thrift Shop, Mid-Century Annex. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome aboard. I hope you're enjoying the tunes from the 1930s to about 1970 in all genres. Pop, easy listening, jazz, blues, folk. We'll play it all here at the Mid-Century Annex.
Thank you.
Circuit City 6 with Poor Butterfly here at the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in to WMNBLP 107.1, your local low-power FM community radio station. Now, I rarely delve into politics on any of my shows, but we're going to close this out with a song that I think is very appropriate for 2022. So we're going to jump in the time machine and zoom back. Oops, they didn't have Zoom then. To 1945. This is Rosalie Allen.
We hear lots of talk today up and down life's broad highway about whether Hitler died in old Berlin. Here's one thing I'm telling you, you can bet your life it's true. We forget our boys, then Hitler lives again. Hitler lives. If we hurt our fellow men, Hitler lives. If we forget those who fought where heroes died, that our flag might float on high. If we forget, Hitler lives, Hitler lives. I see buddies here and there, mighty lonesome in despair. Got no home and got no job and got no friends. If their troubles you ignore, if you turn them from your door, then you can tell the world that Hitler lives again. Hitler lives. If we hurt our fellow men, Hitler lives. If we forget those who fought where heroes died, that our flag might float on high. If we forget, Hitler lives, Hitler lives. Your memory's so numb, you've forgotten 41, when the world was all aflame from shore to shore. You can count on this, my friend, you let Hitler live again if you should ever turn a hero from your door. Hitler lives if we hurt our fellow men. Hitler lives if we forget those who fought where heroes died, that our flag might float on high if we forget. Hitler lives, Hitler lives.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Green donuts are typically something you want to avoid, but some giant green donuts on Australia's Great Barrier Reef may actually be good for us. They may store carbon on the ocean floor. That keeps it out of the atmosphere, where it would add to climate change. The donuts are created by a type of green algae known as halimeda. Each one forms a flat or crinkled disc that can range from less than an inch to several feet across. Combined, they form circular beds that can cover many acres, beds that look like green donuts. The largest beds are found on the Great Barrier Reef. They're on the outside of the reef, where a lot of nutrient-rich water flows up from the ocean. In fact, they may cover as much area as the reef's famous corals. The beds are important for a couple of reasons. For one thing, like the coral reefs, they provide habitat for a lot of other life. And for another, they lock up carbon that might otherwise be in the atmosphere. That's because halimeda has a hard skeleton. The skeletons contain calcium carbonate, a carbon-rich compound. When the algae die, the skeletons form fossil beds that hold the carbon. Over thousands of years, that builds up huge beds, keeping a lot of carbon out of the air. A recent research cruise drilled as deep as 20 feet into the beds on the Great Barrier Reef. Those results will tell us more about these green donuts and their possible contribution to the health of Earth's environment. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Well, this is DJ Frederick. I think the signal's reaching you, wherever you might be. I'm broadcasting from the deep, dark, dusty, dusky recesses of the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. This is music that hasn't been seen in the wild for many, many years. I'm going to see if I can even get this turntable to work. Alright. Man, it's dusty. Whew!
shoes. I'm gonna ride, gonna put on my red wings. I'm gonna ride.
Thank you. speechless and
Mike Hay with Evergreen from his privately released LP from 1979. And before that, the Anonymous Artists of America with Huerfano Valley Song from Colorado. Okay, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Huerfano? At any rate, they chose to remain anonymous for whatever reason. You can just imagine. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Bargain Basement Show of the Radio Thrift Shop. And if for some bizarre reason you're enjoying this show, just drop me a line and say hello. The email address is singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove, all one word, as in singing, then grove, but it's all one word, at conknet, conknet. .com. And if you're not enjoying the show, who could blame you? The Brass Ring with the cover of Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. And that's a good one. That one's going back up to the thrift shop. Yeah. All right. Gonna play that one again on some other show.
Look who's coming down the street. The sassiest girl you'll ever meet. Hands off, fellas, can't you see? This little doll belongs to me. Hey, Sassy Sue. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you, yeah, 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 Sassy Sue, yeah, 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 I know you really love me too. You walk on past me, your nose in the air, but you know you don't
know you really love me too. I don't get jealous, although you're a tease. Cause soon the other fellas are gonna get the deep, deep freeze. Sassy Sue, yeah, 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 I love you. Yeah, 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 Sassy Sue, yeah, 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 I know you really love me too.
The Soup Greens with Like a Rolling Stone, and before that, The Big Ben Hop by The Beatle Beat from the original Liverpool Sound. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. Stand back, this could get dangerous.
Thank you. city, working for a man every night and day. Every one of those are made out of sleep. Worried about the way things might have been. Big wheel, you poor dirty. My promise, you poor buddy. Well, rolling, 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 rolling down the river.
The Swiss Boys with Proud Mary, and they were from Wisconsin, and that was released on Cuca Records, which is actually a record label that I rather like. And before that, of course, Gonna Fly Now. Well, this is DJ Frederick. It is time to cruise on out of here. It's getting too dusty. And yeah, got another pile of records for the dumpster, so thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying the program. This is just a little offshoot to Radio Thrift Shop. Kind of fun, actually, and I think I'll keep it going.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to pop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful evening like this, when the moon is as bright as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful evening like this, on an evening like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come on down the pleasures mine and I'll pay. Let me take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're thankful for evenings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today, on an evening like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I'd adore everybody to come and dine the pleasure's mine and I'll pay the bill. Let me take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees, show that we're thankful for evenings like these, for the world's in a wonderful way. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles on a great big wonderful day like today.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Welcome to the Grand Bahama Hotel and the Swinging Turtle Walk. Tonight we have a real swinging show lined up for you, which we sincerely hope you'll all enjoy. Because once again, we're going to have a ball performing for you. We'd like to take you on a trip to different parts of the world with songs that we sincerely hope you'll all enjoy.